Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Now we desire each of you to demonstrate the same diligence for the full assurance of your hope until the end, so that you won't become lazy, but will be imitators of those who inherit the promises through faith and perseverance. Now these verses come in Hebrews chapter 6, in addition to some other parts of Hebrews that are oftentimes confusing, debate-inducing about the perseverance of Christians, and once you are saved, does that mean you are always saved? And without going into that whole discussion, I believe the Bible is clear that those who are in Christ now will be in Christ forever, that when someone has been saved by grace through faith in Christ, that salvation is secure forever. There are obviously pictures we have in the Bible. I think about 1 John of people who profess faith in Christ, but it becomes clear later that they never actually put their faith in Christ. And so the author of Hebrews is addressing perseverance in the Christian life. And I think the big takeaway when I read these verses that I would encourage you with and want to lead us to pray according to is that the Christian life is not described in the Bible as this kind of coasting down a hill with the wind in your hair, and it's just kind of easy, and you just kind of coast in to heaven without challenge and perseverance and trials in your faith. No, like the Bible describes faith as a battle, as needing perseverance, diligence, with hope all the way to the end. Like faith is a fight. There is an adversary who doesn't want us to trust in God, doesn't want us to walk with God, doesn't want us to experience the fullness of God's blessings in our lives as we obey his word. And so it is a battle. It's a grind in many ways. And that's what Hebrews chapter 6 is talking about here. He's calling its readers to demonstrate diligence with hope all the way to the end. Like, don't become lazy, but persevere with faith. And so I want to encourage you not to let your guard down. Yes, to know that in Christ your salvation is secure. At the same time, to know that faith is a fight on a daily basis. And God promises grace for the fight, grace for the battle. And so we work with diligence by the grace he gives us to persevere with hope in the promise by which he has saved us. So we pray, God, help us. God, help us not to be lazy in faith. Help us to work with diligence by the grace you give, oh God. Help us not to think that we've been saved by grace in the past. Now we just have to work in the present. No, God, help us to see we work by grace, but help us by your grace to do that work. Help us to fight the daily battle, to run from temptation, to hold on to hope amidst all the challenges to our faith that come in this world. We pray for perseverance. God, I pray for that in my own life. Help me to be diligent and patient that I might hold on with hope until the end through faith and perseverance, just as men and women of faith who have gone before me have done. God, I pray for this in my life. I pray for this in those around me. And God, I pray for this in people who are listening right now. I pray for those who are really experiencing struggles in their faith right now, or those for whom struggles are coming right around the corner. God, I pray for perseverance. I pray for diligence. I pray that your hope in them would indeed endure to the end. Please grant grace to fight the battle of faith, to persevere with trust in you, love for you, and hope in you until the end. God, I pray for this in my life and others who are listening to this right now. In Jesus' name, amen.